B-Pod Studios.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Amazon coming to Revere. Be careful if you're sharing your Netflix. And it's Angelina Jolie versus zombies in theaters this weekend. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Well, as if Demi Lovato wasn't going through enough. Now she has a hacker leaking her nudes.
Leroy has your sports.
And the Patriots just may be the most disrespectful organization in sports.
But first, Amazon headed to Revere as the vacant space where the Necco Candy Company used to be. It will become an Amazon delivery station. The station will begin operations next year after Amazon renovates the building. Revere's mayor says that it will create hundreds of jobs and become Revere's largest employer once the delivery station opens in 2020.
All right, more packages ending up in funeral homes and cemeteries. And dumpsters. I know a lot of people that live in Revere. If they sign up for that job, ain't no one getting their packages.
Well, if you borrow your friends or family members' Netflix password, the end may be near. So Netflix confirmed that they're monitoring your accounts and there may be a crackdown coming in the near future. So they say this is where it's ridiculous. They say they're looking for consumer-friendly ways of doing it. What does that even mean? What does that even mean?
I don't know, but my sister's screwed. I constantly get new Netflix login account. I'm like, oh. And then there's times I have to text her and be like, yo, can I watch my Netflix?
Right.
Can you get off so I can watch something?
I may or may not be screwed as well.
She ruins my algorithms. Yep. It's terrible.
Well, Netflix could be taking their cue from Disney because the new Disney Plus service is coming out in November and they'll have tighter restrictions than Netflix. Although they need to cut this out because with all the streaming services that are coming out now, people have a lot to choose from. You don't want people abandoning shit.
That's right. Seriously. You don't want to lose me as a non-customer. That's right.
And a couple new movies out this weekend. Angelina Jolie is back in Maleficent, Mistress of Evil. It also stars Michelle Pfeiffer and Ellie Fanning. It's really good. I had a chance to see it this week. And Maleficent's going up against Zombieland 2, Double Tap, stars Jesse Eisenberg, Woody Harrelson, Emma Stone, and Abigail Breslin, taking over the White House and facing some new type of zombies. Here's Melissa with the juice.
All right, how random is this? Jennifer Lawrence is getting married tomorrow in Rhode Island. She's marrying a 34-year-old art gallery director named Cook Maroney, and they got engaged back in February after less than a year of dating. They're going to be married at the Belcourt of Newport Mansion in Newport, Rhode Island, and it's actually the home of the CEO of the jewelry company, Alex Anani. 150 guests are going to be served things like, this is the important stuff.
Okay.
Sweet potato flat cakes.
Now we're talking.
Brussels sprouts with cured egg yolk.
Okay.
For the entree, they either have wood-roasted fish with herbs and lemon-infused butter, or five-week-aged leg of beef with, I don't know if I'm saying this right, forager sauce.
Sure, if you can't pronounce it, that means it's good.
Yeah, and for dessert, salted caramel and fresh apple.
Yeah.
Cauldron fritters with bourbon cream and cinnamon sugar and house-made marshmallow
s'mores. She's doing it right. It's all about the food.
Yeah.
The food and the party. Make sure you got DJs on point, have a nice little open bar. And it's all good, Jennifer Lawrence.
Shaggy has a warning for his fans. Yes, I said Shaggy. It wasn't me, Shaggy. And yes, apparently he still has fans. He has an imposter out there who is scamming his fans out of money. The fake account will DM fans saying they owe him money. And so Shaggy posted on Instagram warning his fans not to engage with these accounts as they are not from him or represent him in any way. Isn't that the worst? Like, if you're a scammer, you're just going to go and DM someone and say, hey, you owe me money. Like,
and if
do
you're
people
gonna
really
be,
fall for that?
And he has to go out and warn people not to do it?
Right.
First, he has to remind people who he is. Be like, hey, remember like in 2001, I had like one song that was pretty good?
Say it wasn't you.
Yeah. All right.
And Demi Lovato just completed 60 days in rehab, and already she has to deal with drama. Apparently, her Snapchat was hacked, and nude photos of her were posted to her own account. The account, what they did was they put up a snap that said, join this Discord and like swipe up to see, you know, Demi's nudes. Discord is like a private group where you can join and you can get in chats and stuff like that. And the hackers appear to be the same group that took responsibility for hacking the Twitter CEO, Jack Dorsey's account. Mm-hmm. And they were also linked to a nude photo leak of actress Chloe Grace Moretz, too. Demi's people were able to get in and take the pictures down, but not before they were shared all over the internet. Although I have yet to be able to see them. I'm not trying to see them, though, because I do, Pebbles, for whatever reason, I have this thing about, like, for Demi, I'm like, I don't think it's right to look at him.
Well,
trying
it's not,
not to.
Right.
It's not.
I don't have that thing, so if you come across him, hit me up.
Yeah, I'll let you know. I haven't been able to see him, though. Here's Leroy with sports.
All right, the Bruins lost to the Tampa Bay Lightning last night, 4-3. The Sox may be home, but we still enjoy seeing the Yankees lose. So they fell to the Astros last night, 8-3. One more loss, and they'll be on vacation just like the Sox. So go Astros.
I love that.
Yes. Thursday night football was trash. All right. Kansas City, they spanked the Broncos 30-6. But Kansas City quarterback, reigning MVP, and arguably the face of the NFL, Patrick Mahomes, he went down with a dislocated knee.
Oh,
now, all he did was a quarterback sneak. We've seen Brady do this numerous times. But according to one of his teammates, Travis Kelce, he said his knee didn't even look like a knee. He said some more stuff, but I think that sums it all up. They popped it back in place.
Yeah, that
there is video of it going around. And luckily, you know, you don't ever want to see somebody hurt, but he did walk off the field on his own. So we'll see what happens.
He's my starting quarterback in my fantasy football league. What am I going to do?
That's what it all comes down to, right?
What, you think I care about him as a person? I don't even know the guy.
You should.
No, actually, it's better for the Patriots if he's hurt, but
that's
it's not
true.
Good for balls deep, my fantasy football.
Great name. And the Pats will face Demaryius Thomas in the Jets Monday night. Demaryius was released by the Pats during the preseason, and he's not happy. He spoke about it. He said it was insulting. He said, why did they waste my time? And he said it was disrespectful to him. Apparently what happened, the Pats said, hey, look, stay here. We're going to bring you back. Mm-hmm. And then he said, Coach Belichick came up to me and was like, we got too many guys. We can't get the ball around enough, and we're going to trade you to the Jets.
I mean, that was after Antonio Brown, though. If we hadn't gotten Antonio Brown, they would have kept him,
sure. Exactly. I bet you they wish they had him now. Mm-hmm. Astros, Yankees at 7:08 tonight. Romero, you going to UFC tonight?
Hell to the yeah.
All right, that's going down. Boy. Yeah. Bruins, Maple Leafs tomorrow at 7, and that's your sports.
All right, your good news, Romero, get the music ready. Oh, Paul Grimm from Ohio, 94 years old.
Nice.
So, sadly, his wife had passed away earlier this year, and this year would have marked 75 years together.
Jesus.
So, he wanted to do something to celebrate that milestone as well as his recent birthday. So, his granddaughter wanted to help, told him she got him tickets to go skydiving. And when she asked if he wanted to go...
Hey, I'm going
to
kill you for your birthday.
Hey,
skydiving.
When she asked him if he wanted to go... Listen, how many times I have to tell you
all, back up.
Stop crapping on my good news.
Oh, man, Pez, she just said, I'm going to kill you. Do you want to volunteer to
she
die?
She did not. She did not say that. When she asked him if he wanted to go, he said, hell yeah, I'll go. And he said he was inspired by another 94-year-old who had gone skydiving, former President George H.W. Bush. And he did jump, and he said the scenery was beautiful, and he would be willing to do it all again, just not in the near future. So, congratulations.
If not now, they win.
Wow.
By the way,
sorry.
Pebs, this is actually not even...
I'm not even talking to
no,
you.
No, this is funny. If you want a great Instagram account to follow, it's called Pasta Grannies, and it's literally all Italian women in their 90s making pasta. I love it. I love it.
Actually will. What is it?
Pasta Grannies.
Show me
it
off there.
Such a good...
How the hell did you come across something like that?
I honestly, I couldn't even tell you, man. I fall into rabbit holes.
Oh, I love it. That's your good news, Leroy.
Yes.
And this report made hot by the TD Garden Pro Shop. Gear up at the brand new Pro Shop, now open on street level at the Hub on Causeway entrance to the TD Garden.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.